The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Alan Kelly is a Labour TD for Tip North and chair of the Committee on Media, Tourism, Arts, Culture, Sport and the Gaeltacht, and members of RTE senior management appearing before that committee today. Alan, you're welcome to the show. There was quite a bit you got through. We might start with this 3.6 million euro IT write-down. What did you learn about it?
Very little. It was like a scene from Fawlty Towers and Manuel. I know nothing because essentially everyone in RTE has moved on, and anyone who's left weren't aware of it until the department looked for any issues in relation to IT projects across their department, and RTE piped up that there was this issue, and the management team all found out, Kevin Backhurst found out at the one time. My bigger concern was I wasn't as convinced about the Department of Media's response in relation to this, because surely there had to be some institutional memory in relation to it. But essentially, again, the answer is we know nothing.
One wonders what other things they know nothing about.
Well, we found out about something that somebody knew something about, which is kind of ironic. It's that there was a 900,000 overrun for a CMS system, which is a channel management system in RTE, but it didn't come up because of the fact it was asked. The minister asked for any project since 2020, and this is 2019. So there was a 900,000 overspend, but a 390,000, I think it was, impairment. Overspend versus impairment, I'm not fully sure there. And I am a former IT manager of my profession, so we need to go back and find out what that was about. So that was a new piece of information.
All right. Okay, so that's where we are. 3.6 million euro IT write-down, and then this 900,000 euro overspend versus kind of 300 odd grand impairment, which we're still going to have to try and get to the bottom of. What did Kevin Backhurst have to say about the redundancies and the current redundancy programme in RTE?
Well, to be honest, to be fair to Mr. Backhurst on this issue, the redundancy programme just closed off. I think it was 328, I think it was the figure he said. He's going to have to go through that. And, you know, there'll be some announcements in September, October. He was very clear that a certain amount of people who applied will not be getting redundancy because they can't be replaced. And he gave the example of musicians in the orchestra, but I presume he also means certain technicians and certain people of value in various different roles across the organisation. And that will play out over the coming months. You know, I think, you know, we need to be very careful there because we do know that a number of people got redundancy in the past who didn't apply or didn't meet criteria and were just given redundancy. So I think you need to be very, very careful on that. And to be fair, I said it three times at the committee today, I think. You know, RTE have this issue whereby you get to 66, you might get one more year, but you have to retire then. And we've had a number of high-profile cases where people disappeared off RTE because of this. I don't think you can show favouritism there. I think as an organisation trying to rebuild its brand and rebuild its connection with the public, I think they're going to have to, you know, be very fair on that issue. And I made that point to him as well.
The television ad, or this ad that's in the works as well, has got an awful lot of attention in recent days, partially because details of a meeting were leaked to the media and the National Union of Journalists and RTE, the RTE branch, seem upset with some aspects of the ad, that pot plants were used to shoot the ad and then were taken away afterwards, and then extras were used to play the role of journalists as opposed to the journalists themselves. What did you learn about that today?
You know, it's amazing, Kieran. I've been in politics for nearly 20 years, and for something supposedly so small, I'm not sure I've ever had so much contact from people working in an environment, in an organisation. Because, I mean, people in RTE are up in arms about
really,
this.
Really? They're contacting people. You? Because I was going to say to you, I mean, less than 100 grand when the outgoing government guaranteed them €750 million of taxpayers' money. It kind of feels like small change.
Yeah, but I don't think it's about the money, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I think it's symbolic. It's symbolic about outsourcing. I think the issue is firstly, communications issues, obviously. But secondly, on top of that, it's the fact that there are people inside RTE who have produced God knows how many ads, produced stuff for sport, for news, for everything else, for drama. And there are technicians, there are cameramen, there is everybody. You can do whatever, you know, obviously, RTE surely has the skills and the capabilities to be able to produce something like this. But yes, some of it is being bought in. And I think that's the main issue, and that's where the real people are cheesed off with rather than the actual expenditure. Doing up the newsroom costs them 50,000. I have no issue with that. I don't think anyone can have an issue with that. I think it's the process by which people who have done this for years and now it's being outsourced, I think that is the main concern. And I have to be honest with you, people from across a range of different levels within RTE contacted me and all my colleagues, by the way, in relation to this issue. I think it's a symbolic issue. I think it's as regards, you know, where the future of RTE is and the whole issue of outsourcing. I think that is the real component of the anger here and how it is communicated.
Do you think it's a glimpse of the future for RTE, as some in senior management see it, a much, much smaller organisation that brings in other companies to do work as it sees fit?
I think that's possibly an accurate statement. However, I think there's a battle probably going on at the moment to see where that lands, because in reality, let's call it a spade. I mean, with all due respect to everybody else working in the media, and I listen to across all media and my opinions on all media, RTE is kind of held to a different standard because the taxpayers' money are going into it. That's just reality. So in how they perform and how they produce things, you know, certainly where it's going to land as regards the future of the organisation, the size of the organisation and the productions and where the productions are going to take place and how that is going to happen. I think this is a battle for wills and minds, and that's why this issue has really, really taken off. I mean, I was surprised by the volume of people who got in touch with me directly. I couldn't get back to most of them because I wouldn't have time. But, you know, it really, really dug into the real underbelly of the issues that are going on in RTE and the fight for the kind of the soul of the organisation.
Alan Kelly, Labour TD for Tip North and chair of that committee on media, tourism, arts, culture, sport and the Gaeltacht. Talk to Alan. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.